This is St. Louis Public Radio. Most coronavirus cases and deaths have been centered in large urban areas, but rural hospitals in Missouri have still been preparing for the possibility of it spreading to less densely populated regions. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports the preparation for a virus that may not come is putting some rural hospitals in danger.
Salem Memorial District Hospital, about 125 miles southwest of St. Louis, is one of nearly 8,000 critical access care hospitals in the U.S. Those are federally designated and partially supported hospitals in rural areas that are deemed necessary to serve people that would otherwise have to go too far for basic services. Those services include emergency rooms and stabilizing patients that may need more advanced care. Salem, like all similar 25-bed hospitals, had to prepare for the possibility of COVID-19 patients coming in large numbers. Mike Gruenberg is the director of disaster preparedness at Salem. He says that meant some big changes.
We don't usually admit patients on ventilators, so usually those kind of patients we would send to the urban facilities. We have had to change our way of dealing with that. We do have some extra ventilators in-house now. We are able to keep these patients.
Salem also had to set up special rooms necessary to treat coronavirus patients and find the protective equipment like masks and gowns they would need. It's a similar story at Missouri Baptist Sullivan Hospital, about 50 miles closer to St. Louis. Dr. Salil Goyal is one of the doctors who works there. He says the preparations have been extensive, but also very productive.
We've seen a handful of patients, and so far we've had good outcomes. And I think my colleagues, as well as the nursing staff, feel pretty confident about treating all the patients however they can.
Sullivan has treated and discharged some coronavirus patients and had no deaths. Salem hasn't had any cases yet. But the economic impact on these small hospitals may be substantial. That's because they've had to cancel all elective and non-emergency procedures, which is the main revenue source for critical access hospitals. Tony Schwarm is Missouri Baptist Sullivan's president. He says the federal relief packages have not done much for him or his peer hospitals.
You might hear some of the funds that are being allocated to the hospitals that won't even come close to replacing the revenue that we've lost. So we got some tough days ahead of us, but we'll get through it.
Missouri Baptist Sullivan is part of a bigger hospital system and has access to additional resources. But many rural hospitals don't have that safety net. Congressman Jason Smith, a Republican from Cape Girardeau, is part of a 30-member delegation that is calling on Congress to do more for small hospitals. He says the provisions in the first couple of rounds of coronavirus help were not adequate.
A provision that was highlighted in the CARES package was, you know, the Medicare Accelerated Payment Program, which is a loan, and that concerns the rural hospitals a lot because the last thing they need is another loan.
Smith says rural hospitals, many of which routinely struggle financially, need more. He's advocating a loan forgiveness program if a hospital can show that payments to cover coronavirus shutdown losses would put the hospital in jeopardy. And that risk is real, according to Casey Lucas, the CEO at Salem Memorial. He says while his hospital is okay, some in the region aren't.
They were doing poorly when this hit, and it just made things worse. I mean, I think, without saying names, I know a hospital that's teetering at this point and could probably go.
Seven rural hospitals have closed in Missouri since 2010, and the Rural Hospital Association put the state near the top of its list of states with hospitals under threat of closure. That was in a report released prior to the coronavirus outbreak. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.